Dit is KC107.7. Dit is Fiona Adams wat saam met jou kuier. En soos beloof, het ek natuurlik my eerste gas saam met my hier in studio. Good morning. I am so good and I'm so happy to have you here. Please tell our listeners who I'm speaking with this morning.
Okay. My name is Nkululeko Mhlongo. Currently working at Desmond Pedagogy. But I'm here with you as the representative of SAFA Cape Winelands.
And there was a CAFD course obviously held in November 2024. Can you please tell us about that?
Yo, it was a lovely course. I would say thank you to SAFA for giving such that opportunity, which included teachers to be part of that course. It was a lovely course. I encourage a lot of coaches and a lot of teachers to attend that course. It's so very, very informative.
For the normal people out there who doesn't know what the CAFD course is, please explain to us just in a short few sentences what the CAFD course is. Yeah.
So CAFD course is an entry level of coaching. It speaks a lot about training sessions. It speaks about how to manage your players. It's a lot I can mention to that, but it's basically about making sure that the coaches give a good fundamental or a good a root ground for players and also for coaches to be good coaches in there. So it's quite important, I would say so.
Yeah, and of course we do need good coaches to get good players and good game plans. Our Drakenstein Schools League that's currently that we currently want to do. Tell us about that.
I'm very happy today that we are here talking about the league that is going to start. We are having a lot of challenges. I've been here in Western Cape for more than 5 years. My school, Desmond Pedagogy, had never played a league while I was around. We are having a lot of challenges where we wouldn't get fields for them to play. We only play derby with the Ihlumelo high schools and get some few games with them. So now this really, really touches my heart, given by SAFA, this program, and many more programs that are giving, because we'll be playing often, and then that's going to make our schools and players to have that room of growth. And also I think that's going to be very nice. I'm super excited for it. I'm really super excited.
And your age groups that's going to be participating in the Drakenstein Schools League, what age groups are they playing?
So it's starting from primary, so which is going to be under 13, under 15 in high school, under 17 and also under 19. So that will be both the males and females.
That is so nice to hear. I'm all for women in sports and, of course, our youth in sports. So I'm looking forward to our next Bafana and Bayana players coming from our region, coming from the Drakenstein, because there's just something in our water. Whatever we do, whatever we touch, whatever sports we want to play, we always make it. And that is so important to get it up from the ground level. And I know you said that you guys have challenges. Just quickly tell us about the challenges that you guys do face.
Like I've said, it's how we get fields. We are not given fields. I would say the fields belongs to the LFA by that time, which was not led by Cyril Kane. I'm very glad. He's my friend, I would say so, a brother. So we're doing a lot of things together. We encourage one another into that, whatever that needs to be done. So we're having a very, very, very huge challenge. We couldn't get fields in Bekweni, in Paarl, because they would say they belong to the LFA. We were the last time we went there to play with Ihlumelo High School, Desmond Pedagogy, we were chased out, and they said that we did not book fields. Hence, we booked fields from the municipality. So those were the most challenges. When they come to school as LFA representatives, they would say that we're going to have meetings and all those things. We'll wait up until the year end. So those were the really challenges. When you try to do something, try to keep your players in contact or in touch with football, they will make sure they sabotage all those things. So that was a very, very, very huge challenge we were having, fields, and also we weren't able to play. The tournaments that we were supposed to play, just in mention of it came outside that we normally play, would only have 1 week where to play, just a knockout. But that tournament, it takes like years and years, not years, I mean months and months, because it's a tournament that we need to play like a league. Yeah. But now we'd only play like a week, and then we are exposing our players into injuries. So that those were all challenges that teachers and also other coaches would need to face.
Wow. I do also know that Build It has an under 13 schools league. You excited for that? Are you guys participating in it?
Yeah, unfortunately in my base where I am, we don't have under 13, but I'm very excited because, like I've said, in the Coast DKF, we were speaking about all those things. Our football has got a very huge challenge, I would say, in South Africa, where we just focus in the upper league, which is PSL, Vodacom, and also this first division. We're forgetting about the grassroots or the under 13s, which are the strongest ones, which they need to get all that information. So I'm very excited that they will be having their own league to play, not just that friendly games that they will be given and all those things. Even though we had challenges, but I'm happy now today we have overcome them, because one of the challenges that we've had, we couldn't bring all schools together to play Build It because of that. It's an imagine where the school cannot come to play in that. Build It from PAL cannot allow schools in Wellington to come play. Hence, we are in one region, I would say. Mm-hmm. So those were some of the challenges that we had also in Build It. But I'm happy that as I speak right now, the SAFA or Drangenstein is currently working in that, trying to fuse schools to
build it for having a schools league like that. And I must say that it has been a success in the past, and I'm sure it will be a success in the future. Then also our Pan African under 15 competition starting 1 March.
I'm also happy with that. Like I've said, I'll keep on saying I'm happy, I'm excited, because like I've said, within the period of 5 years when I was here, and also the LFA that was led by the people that were, I would say, the former, we didn't have all those things. We knew that they are there. The information would come late to schools, would come today telling us that tomorrow, or it has been played. We were never included, I would say so. So now I'm very excited. We've got a program. I'm also given that program. I've seen that program, which states like we've got dates that it starts in these dates and on that day. So we can fix our stuff. Now we can make sure that everything that we do, we know that on the 1st of May we're going to start with the league. So like I've said, I'm very excited with that. Just to know that our players will be playing, and just to go off record with this one. In most cases, we know that players or people who are capable of playing, when you don't give them a chance, they will end up going to crime. So now this will help our society, not just here, also because Drangenstein, and not Drangenstein, also our region vice up until Ceres. So we will be very delighted to go and play with other schools easily with the help of SAFA, with the help of the Drangenstein. So exciting.
Yeah, I'm also very excited because there are so many school leagues, youth tournaments, school tournaments currently planned for the 2025 season. And you can't be anything other than excited because, and like you said, I also do believe that a child in sport is a child out of court. That's all we want to do. That's all we want for our kids. So it is really refreshing to know that our youth are being put right up there with the other, and I'm putting this out there, with the bigger leagues. So our children are getting the exposure that they need, and they are getting the game time that is so important. Under 13 girls and under 13 boys in the Kemo Chepe League, also under 19 boys in the Kemo Chepe League. Please speak to me about that.
Yeah, that's one of the tournaments I like. We went there, we represent our region. Unfortunately, we couldn't make it due to the challenges that I've said to you. We're playing today, we're playing tomorrow, we're playing next week, which is we have to represent the region, so the injuries and all those things. But that tournament is very nice. It's a good one because it also takes us up until Johannesburg. That's a good exposure for players. It's also a good exposure for a kid, I'll say so, because some of them we know that they've never been to Johannesburg. So it's a nice one. I love it. It provides a lot of opportunities to our players. So it one that I would say a lot about coaches and also teachers and also schools. I would love them to participate in this one. Build it, they must be there. Pan-African, they must be there. They must try to engage most. This is a year of new things. We're beginning in a year where we're going to do wonders as a sport in schools. So I would say a lot with this one. It's so exciting. The prizes that have been put there, they can do a lot for learners. They can do a lot for sport. Mm. So, yeah.
And Just second last thing I would like to know, how good are your teams?
We've got a talent. If you want to see talent, come to schools. If you want to know how football or any sport is loved in that area, particularly in our area, come to schools. There are a lot of players that have been produced, particularly by Desmond Bilwe. We can mention a lot. Louvo Manyongo was one of the people that came from Desmond Bilwe to the transport. We've got Barrera and many more that we could mention. That they were playing calls and wanted to coach at school. We want to come and assist you, tell us what to do and all those things. So talent is there. And I'm happy people like Cyril and many more. President Cyril Ntaghana, not Cyril Ntaghana, President Ntaghana. They're giving exposure to our learners. They're giving exposure to our community. When you get there now, I went there 3 times to go watch soccer in the stadium. You would see how people love soccer. You would see how players are so excited to have that round thing within their legs. So it's so exciting. It's a lot. It's a lot. I'm very, like I've said, I'm very excited that these tournaments will expose our players to different.
Yeah, and it's always so heartbreaking that we also face challenges for our kids, especially when it comes to kits, and it comes to boots, and it comes to socks, and we have to have something to eat after the game, because it's after school and all that kind of thing. Is there anything you would like to say to all our listeners out there? You know, if somebody have a pair of boots, if somebody would like to, how can they contact you guys? How can they get in touch? How can they help if they would like to?
That's a very important one, because we know, especially when we speak about projects and all those things, when you speak about people like Cyril, when you ask them, schools would say that we want to do that, we want to assist, unfortunately the budget. So what I would like or also plead to our listeners who can be potential sponsors or assisting people, you can contact Cyril. I think you've got Cyril's number. They also can contact me. They also can just give it to schools nearby, because we've got a lot of schools that are around here. Sometimes that particular person can be in Ceres, which is far away from here. They can go to those schools and assist. It's a lot. That's another challenge we're having. When I always borrow my players. I've got 3 pairs of boots. Currently, I don't have them now because they belong to my players.
Yeah.
You give it to them, you see a player who's a brilliant player who wants to play, but there are no boots, socks, chin pads, and all those things. So they can also go to schools, like I've said, just to say, donate. We're donating this, we're giving this for them to play. And then I think what they also can do is they can come and watch us when we are playing. They can also themselves identify those people that are in need of the equipment. Then that's going to be easy. But the very correct channel is to just go direct to Cyril. He's the one who oversees everything.
Yeah, Cyril Kane, the one who comes every Saturday, but he's not been here a lot because he's been very busy. But I appreciate the fact that you are here this morning and coming to share your passion and how much you love what you do. I can see it. I can see it in your body language when you speak about the kids. Your eyes light up. I wish everybody could see what happened in the studio this morning. I couldn't believe my eyes because it's not a lot that you get that. It's not a lot that you can see that people are actually enjoying what they do and they're loving what they do. And I'm not going to keep you much longer. Is there anything at last that you would like to say, especially a message to our kids out there who would like to participate in any sports for that matter?
Just let me start with the cause. That we've attended. There will be a next course in April. I think it will be in April. There are also coaches who want to attend can contact Cyril Kane. Please provide the number and also the email maybe. They can contact Cyril Kane. That's a very important one, I would say so, because just to judge myself again, I've been coaching since... 2011, I also captained my team that was also coaching at the early age, around 2007. But what we were doing, we didn't know what we are doing, we're just doing. So the course equipped you to know what and also try to not to expose learners or players from injuries. So I would just urge all coaches who want to go participate in that one, go. And then for players, man, they should keep on believing. Things are possible. Whoever who's going to win, whatever school, whichever school, I mean, which is going to participate in all competitions, they must bring their talent. We want the best, nothing but the best. I know we've got a lot of players who want to play. I encourage them to also play in schools. There are coaches that really, really are the pain in my skin because they don't allow their players to come play for school. That's a national team, and I always say that. So they must come and play for school. They must not be discouraged by their coaches of saying that they should not come. They should come and play for it, because I believe that's where a lot of exposure is. If you look at Build It, if you look at Pan African, if you look at KU Motsepe, we don't know whether there's someone there who would say, okay, I'm taking you to go look at to do trials in Supersport, do trials in Cape Town City, which is here. So I encourage them to come and play, to participate in there. I encourage schools to be part of these things. All those who want to participate, we've got a group that has been created by Cyril. You can also try contact Cyril so that you can be in that group, and then the easy way to get that information that is shared. We had a meeting, and then we're going to have another meeting very soon. So that would help all of us.
I'm just going to give the number of Cyril Kane, 065-509-3972. It's 065-509-3972. You can also get him on Facebook. It's Cyril Kane. And you can send him a message. I promise you, he will get back to you. He will reply, and he will be able to help you. But from my side, thank you so much for coming in. Thank you so much for coming and sharing your passion for our kids out there. And all the best for 2025. I'm sure we will speak again in 2025.
Definitely, we will. Thank you, Fiona.
Bly ingeskakel. Jy weet natuurlik dat jy op die regte plek is as jy na my stem kan hoor. Fiona Adams, saam met jou hier op Game On, dit is natuurlijk jou Saturday sport met Fiona. Ek is no-no, no-no as ek terug.